Fearless by Jesse Keane. Read by Karen Cass. Ricer it adre tutes coquero se an kekel gin. Keep it secret in your own heart, and nobody will know it. Prologue. 2001. The torch was weaving back and forth in Aisha Flynn's hand, which was shaking hard. Its cone of light, feeble in the country blackness of the night, was wavering all over the place. "Hold it steady, damn it," snapped Connor. Aisha put both hands on the torch, teeth chattering with nerves. She tried to do as her brother said. Connor was steady as a rock, usually, wise beyond his 25 years. But this time, doing a thing like this, she really thought he was demented. He'd been acting strange and out of character ever since those two Milo bitches had arrived in England. "This is wrong," she told him. They were inside a tiny church, way out on the far edge of nowhere in the south of England. No one came here anymore. The place was near derelict. No alarms, nothing. The church hadn't been in use since Gilbert White trotted past it on his famous white horse in the 18th century. It had never been big enough to seat more than 20 people, tops. It had no electricity, no heating or light. It was a place of deep peace and tranquility. Tonight, it was being desecrated. "We're going to be cursed for doing this," thought Aisha with a shudder. Even at night, the place wasn't locked up. No point. There was nothing here to steal. No altar cloths or silver candlesticks. No crucifix. Even the pews were gone. Connor Flynn, with a pickaxe in one hand and a sledgehammer in the other, had led the way up to the big gravestone at the top of the aisle in front of the disused altar. Last resting place of Polly James, 1745 to 1762, fiancée of William Cody. The inscriptions had almost been worn away by footsteps over the years, but Aisha could still read them, just about. "May she rest eternal." Jesus, spooky or what? Polly James had died the night before her wedding, it said. And then there was the old wedding rhyme. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Connor tried to get the pickaxe under the edge to lift the stone, but it was huge and too bloody heavy for one man to budge. So now Connor flung the pickaxe aside and took up the sledgehammer again. He was taking aim. "Oh, shit," thought Aisha. And the hammer swung fast, up and then down. It hit the ancient stone and bounced off. "Fuck," said Connor, peeling off his shirt and tossing it aside. Despite the bitter chill, there was a sheen of sweat on his brow and an alarming intensity to his face when the torchlight caught it. Aisha watched him, thinking that this was crazy, that they couldn't be doing this, that he must be wrong. Connor shot his sister a look. "Steady," he said, and swung again. He was here to prove a point, and he wasn't about to stop until it was done. "Connor, we shouldn't," said Aisha.
"We have to."
He cut her off and swung again and again, and suddenly it happened. The stone cracked. Connor hit it once more, and the crack widened into a fork and split. Connor downed the sledgehammer, grabbed the pickaxe again, and levered one of the smaller sections away. It tipped up and then crashed to the side, echoing mournfully in the tomb-like silence of the church.